Good morning and praise God on this December 14th. Welcome to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. I welcome all of the callers on the line this morning. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and this broadcast is inspirational, practical teaching, and fired up praise, all within 15 minutes. So you can feed your soul and get to work. I host this Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the call-in number is 323-870-4180. Today's focus is enhancing your marketability. Enhancing your professional marketability, and we're dealing with component number 3 of writing our 2017 vision statement. Our scripture for today comes from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. While you are getting your word ready, let me remind everyone that we are working our last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge, and today is day 16. Can you believe it? We have approximately 2 weeks left in this year. So throughout this challenge, we've been ridding our spiritual and natural lives of all toxicity by performing a daily teaching and a daily task. If you have not been working this with us, catch up and learn more about it, as well as about me on our website at feelthefire.com. That's www.feelfire.com. You can also follow me on social media and access my website at feelthefire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. So let's get into this word. We are in the book of Habakkuk, H-A-B-A-K-K-U-K, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And I'm reading from the KJV. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he, meaning the Lord, will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Our focus for today is what? Being able to increase or enhance your professional marketability. Now, we are at the point where we're writing or drafting our 2017 New Year's resolution. Some people call it declaration, as I do, vision, or your goal. Tomato, tomato. A rose by any other name is just as sweet. But the point is that the Lord told us to write the vision and make it plain so that you're able to refer to it, to run with it, and to stay focused. And that's what we're doing. So I've been teaching you that there are a few things that must occur with your vision statements. Number one, it should be one sentence, one overall goal. You should be able to articulate it in one sentence, and you should internalize it and be able to have it memorized, because it's something you will do, not just another cliche. It should be realistic for your life and what you intend to accomplish, as well as what God has ordained for your life. It should be measurable. A goal always has to be measurable, so that if you're not reaching it, you're able to go back, amend, modify, or even maybe remove some of the strategies that you've put into place. As well, it should only have 5 components. Number one, what is it? And everyone's on mute, but I like for everyone to participate. So even in your home, callers, answer me. What is number one? Spiritual. What is number two? Relational, or your family. And we dealt with both of those earlier this week. And then number three, which is what we're dealing with today, is professional. Number four, financial, which we'll deal with tomorrow, and then number five, recreational, which we will tackle on Friday. I gave you an example of how this works by articulating my 2017 vision to you. You should know this by heart. What is it? That I am, notice I made a declaration, I am what? A multimillionaire, happily married, effective minister of the gospel, an advocate for criminal justice reform, a reconciliator for my family who will take at least three major trips next year. And remember, I'm not reading this. It is ingrained within me because I mean it. So let's talk about professional on today. Of my vision statement, the part of that that dealt with this component of professional was what? An effective advocate for criminal justice reform. Why? Partly because that's my calling, and I exercise that professionally as an attorney. For those of you who know my story, you know that I was in the military, then I was a registered nurse, and I still am, for 20 years. I've been a nurse for over 20 years, and my brother during this time ended up being charged with a crime, and he's the only son and incarcerated, and we actually thought he was going to be exonerated. He elected a jury trial, but he was convicted. So the day that my brother was convicted was the day that I went online and began to register to take the LSAT to go to law school, and I enrolled in law school that same year. So I made a change in my career plans, or I should say God did, based on what happened with my brother. And one of my main practice areas is criminal defense. So I am an advocate for criminal justice reform. Additionally, I am on the Legal Redress Committee of the Miami-Dade NAACP here. So when you deal with that particular portion of your vision statement, you should have, as I said on yesterday, one paper, and it could be horizontally. I'm going to put this on my website. I meant to do it before this morning, but I forgot. So please forgive me. And your overarching vision statement should be at the top. Then there should be five columns underneath there, which represent the five components. And in each component should be that part of your goal or your vision or resolution that corresponds. So we have mine, an effective advocate of criminal justice reform. Now, I got to make sure that I can measure whether or not I'm an effective advocate. So it ends with, as evidenced by, and for mine it says, as evidenced by continuing to prevail for my criminal defense clients. Currently, praise God, I have not lost a criminal defense case. At this point, thank the Lord, I've been able to get the charges dropped for everyone I've represented, and that includes misdemeanors and felonies. And I'm praying that continues for this very serious felony case I'm representing right now. And number two, by being able to increase awareness of needed reform in criminal justice laws. So I will be an effective advocate in criminal justice reform as evidenced by two things. I continue to prevail for my criminal defense clients, you know, unless it's impossible. Sometimes you're just trying to get them a lesser sentence. And number two, by continuing to provide increased awareness of the need for criminal justice reform. Now, underneath that, these will be your 3 to 5 action points. It can't be passive. What are you going to do to reach that measurable goal? Well, for me, number one, I will advertise my criminal defense services so that people are aware, especially for minority clients, including minority males. Now, I represent clients of all races and nationalities, ethnicities, because it is truly my purpose to fight for your justice, and I fight for my clients, and they will tell you that. I also, though, know that in relation to criminal justice disparity, most of that affects minority males, especially African American males, my brother having been one. So I have an affinity to go out and represent and try to make sure that representation is there for those males. I also provide pro bono service at the public defender's office here for some of their clients. So I'll continue that representation. And then another action thing that I have here is that I will teach at least one class quarterly regarding criminal justice reform. Now, notice what I said. I said teach it. I can teach it online. I also host a show. My law office hosts a show on every Tuesday night called You Be the Jury, where we tackle events that are happening in social justice, religion, and politics. And so I tackle issues that affect racial disparity and criminal justice reform. I have callers from all across the nation. I take their calls, their comments. We pick one particular issue that's going on, and that's what I discuss. I provide the aspect of the law, and the callers reach a verdict. That's why we call it You Be the Jury on what they feel should have occurred. So I do that. As well, I speak for the Florida Bar Speakers Bureau. So I go out on their behalf. And I'll be going to a high school next month. I go to different locations and I speak for the bar. So those are things that I do and will continue to do. Those are my action points to make sure that I'm reaching that part of the goal that's measurable of being able to increase awareness of the need for criminal justice reform. And most importantly as well, I will represent the interest of the Miami-Dade NAACP and our members in relation to what we do for legal redress reform, because that means that we're focused on criminal justice reform. So I hope you see this is how you're doing it. You got your overarching statement or vision statement. You got five components within it. Then you have underneath that a column for each component. You take the part of your vision statement that references that and you place it there. Underneath there, you make sure you say it's evidenced by. What are the 1 to 3 things that will let you know you're reaching that goal? Then you're going to put 3 to 5 bullets, no more than really 3, underneath there, action points like I just gave you. The reason you don't want a lot is because you will overwhelm yourself. We've just worked over 75 days removing all clutter, and I don't need you to reclutter yourself. One of the other things I want to say is just to give you some tips for things you need to include in yours. 3 aspects when you're dealing with your profession. Number 1, your current employment or occupation. Make sure that there's something in there where you increase your marketability, such as obtaining an additional certification or an additional enrolling in school for a degree, volunteering on projects. One thing that I have always done, I mean, when I was a nurse, I was a director of nursing in my 20s. Supervising over 100 employees. And I was the youngest director of nursing in the whole nursing home chain that the corporation earned and they owned, and they solicited me for that position. I always kept myself marketable. Every year I earned an additional certification. And for time's sake, I won't call all of those out, but I can give you an example. I'm also a CPR instructor. First aid instructor. In the state of Florida, I am the only attorney in the entire state who is also a state-approved assisted living facility instructor. And if you go on the website and go to my law office portion, you can see all of those credentials there. Every year, I made myself marketable. So part of that is that you need to come to work on time. You need to shine. You need to stay focused on your job. Do not be a gossiper. Do not get caught up in workplace politics. Did you not hear me say the owner solicited me for that role? Then always make sure that there is some kind of outreach or networking. You need to be joining at least 1 or 2 professional organizations so that you can network with other people within your profession. This is how you get references, learn of other job opportunities. This is how you learn and obtain mentors. And number 3, it should also include some education component. As I said, you should always be furthering your credentials or your degree, even if it's online. Always keep yourself marketable. So what are those 3 points that you need to make sure you include again to make or enhance your professional career marketability? Number 1, make sure your plan and your goals deal with your current job. What are you going to do to be more marketable on that job. Number two, make sure it deals with outreach. What are you going to do outside of the job to increase your name recognition and your marketability? Volunteer in the community. Join a professional organization. Attend professional events. Learn more. And number three, education. What are you going to do to ensure you obtain an additional certification, even if it's an online class? Something that always makes you more marketable. And when you go in for your annual eval, you're able to list these are the things that you have been doing. So I do hope that this has helped you. I know the time is short. Tomorrow we will deal with financial, the 10-20-70 rule and the $1,000 emergency rule. I look forward to seeing you. Remember, I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. My website is feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. You can go back, and I'll have this posted after 8 a.m., and you can re-listen to it so that you can make more notes. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Please invite someone. We only have about 2 weeks left in this year, but we will be fruitful in 2017. I just have to give a very brief prayer, and I apologize. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we magnify you because you have given us a brand new morning with brand new glory and brand new mercies. Lord, we just could not praise you enough, even if we had 10,000 tongues. I ask you to bless everyone on this call, and I ask forgiveness of every sin. I ask you, Lord, to let us go to work today with a renewed mindset to remember that everything we do, everything we say, the way we dress, the way we communicate, the way we present ourselves increases or will decrease our professional marketability on our jobs. Let us be a light, both spiritually, professionally, and naturally. Bless our families and the fruit of our hands in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll see you here in the morning. Remember, you can access the credentials I have, everything you need, by just going to feelthefire.com. My law office can be accessed from that site. I'll see you in the morning. Until then, go get your blessing. And today's task is to complete your professional part of your vision statement. Love you guys.